guys. You know, I mean, we struggled a little bit against the team tonight. We played pretty well up there and just had two tough fourth quarters. Tonight, we struggled, you know. We didn't make a lot of shots, missed some layups. We didn't, I don't think, create enough shots, you know. You know, my assists were down, and, you know, some of that was maybe we didn't make opportunities other than that, but sometimes, you know, I just don't think, you know, we created enough stuff. But, you know, I think that's a smaller issue. I think right now, you know, our team's just not as loose as it should be, and we don't quite have that spirit that we need to play, I think, up to our capabilities.
What's it going to take for the defense to get going from the opening tip instead of waiting till later on?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, again, it's just going to be, we have to play a little looser. We can't feel so much pressure at both ends of the floor. We need to play with a spark, enjoy it, pick each other up, and have a better spirit about us, I think. I know it's kind of an intangible thing, but, you know, it can be very tangible, I think, on nights when you just know it's there and you see the results. Well, the difference, I think, this year is we have a lot of new guys, so there's not a lot of continuity, and I think the guys who have been here have to really try to make those new guys feel good and feel like they're important and that there's no pressure. You know, just go out and play and have fun, and because if we don't have fun, we're not going to be as good a team anyways. We're not going to win many games, so our team's not a muscle team. You know, we can't go out there with a scowl on our face and win games. We got to go out there with a smile, you know, with a swagger and a little bit of cockiness to go jump up and make shots and hustle on defense and dive for loose balls and pick each other up. And, you know, that's the way we overcome, you know, maybe our physical presence. And, you know, we're expecting too much instead of just getting out there and letting it ride and having fun. And I think the results will come.
Is it hard for guys to play loose there's somebody else waiting to take their minutes and
You know, I don't think that should be the mentality. I think everyone should go into this saying, we're all going to platoon minutes. And when I go out there, I'm going to play as hard as I can, and then I want my teammate to come in and do the best he can instead of, you know, feeling like you're getting the chain, feeling like we're all in this together. And, you know, I'm going to do my best some nights and pick you up, and other nights you're going to do your best and pick me up. And we have to have that kind of community. Well, we have to be a team and play for each other. You know, I don't know that that's a problem. I don't think the guys are like, oh, you know, I'm getting subbed. I think everyone's just a little frustrated, and we can't let the frustration get us down and feel negative about things. We gotta let, you know, just have fun and let all that pressure dissipate. And every time we go out there, have fun, because we don't have much chance of winning if we're not having fun, because we're not the type of team that can play that way.
It's obviously much easier when you can get that scoring burst from someone like Jay Rich. What do you say to a teammate that goes through a little bit?
I'm not worried about him. Jay Rich will catch fire before you know it. He's been outstanding this season, and, you know, everyone's going to have tough shooting nights. So, you know, he's a huge part of our team. I think he's our leading scorer, and he's going to continue to be that player for us. So, you know, I don't need to say anything to him, but I hope he knows. I'm sure he knows. We all have tons of confidence in him. Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, we play a team like Portland, they switch everything. So when he comes off screens, they switch and they make it difficult. You know, the easy way is to get him in transition and get him little post-up opportunities or threes or things like that. And the half-court, a team like Portland makes it real hard for our offense.